Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The center fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Neil Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake strikes out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry misplays the ball. That's an error on Berry. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to third. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a fly ball towards right. Wertz catches it and throws to first to double up Vernon. Mitchell scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a pop-up towards third. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields the ball and throws to Feller covering. Safe. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wakefield moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wakefield scores. Wirtz moves to second. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller spins and fires to second, with Boudreau covering, and Wirtz is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berardino fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh strikes out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neuhauser fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Neuhauser hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 2 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berardino juggles the ball. That's an error on Berardino. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lake. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mullen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neuhauser fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. Wakefield strikes out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirtz for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. Berardino hits a line drive towards short. Lake reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers pinch hits for Neil Berry. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-2 in the game. Newhouser is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-3 in the game. Lake hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Vico now playing first base. Don Callaway now playing second base. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-2 in the game. Feller strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Doby moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-3 in the game. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lapon pinch runs for Dick Wakefield. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. he's got one RBI. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Groth now playing center field. Pat Mullen now playing left field. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-3 in the game. Berardino strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 3, Indians, 3. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-3 in the game. Feller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tresh moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground for an out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-3 in the game. Newhouser bunts towards third. Berardino fields it and throws to first for the out. Vico moves to second. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-4 in the game. Lake strikes out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Vico trying to get to home. Kennedy throws the ball into Tresh, who tags Vico, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vernon bunts towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boudreaux is walked intentionally. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doby moves to third. Boudreaux moves to second. Hal Peck pinch hits for Johnny Berardino. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doby scores. Boudreaux moves to third. Gordon moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.